All right, on this Hi-Fi Friday, we are joined by Jolene Lichty. Jolene, good morning.
Well, good morning. You know, it's warming right up out there.
I know.
I came in with my coat unzipped.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. We've had a week without winter, and we're closer to spring, so.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll pay for it sometime, I'm sure. But,
oh, yes.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is what it is when you live in Nebraska.
That's right. Well, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I know we're eleven days in already. Good heavens.
Yeah. Yeah,
I take a day off and forget what day of the week it is. But what are we going to talk about today,
Jolene?
Well,
I wanted to share with the audience my journey with cancer and faith. And just a little background. Most people know I have cancer, but just a little background. In May of 2016, I was diagnosed with neuroendocrine pancreatic cancer. And so after some chemo, they in October of that year, they removed a softball-sized tumor and 3/4 of my pancreas and gallbladder and spleen and 29 lymph nodes, and one was positive. Well, that little sucker has made a problem.
Yeah.
So last year in June of 2018, they detected there were some lymph node problems, and after scans and tests, it was decided that I have pancreatic cancer, neuroendocrine, they call it. It's a certain kind of cell, pancreatic cancer, stage 4, and it has metastasized. So what that means is I have spots in my liver, and I have a spot on my vertebrae. And so chemo is the way of the life now for me to regulate it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no option for curing or surgery. So, but what all has come from this is... it gave me a new definition of faith, and I have an acronym for faith, and that's what I wanted to share. And for people that don't know much about chemo, I'll just tell you, I take oral chemo, which I take 14 days on, and then I get a chemo vacation of 14 days. And I like to tell people that my chemo reminds me of teenagers, because they start out meaning well, and then they go psycho on me.
Not fun.
No, no. So I'm still raising teenagers in a way, I guess.
Yeah.
So, but I composed a little book, and it's a simple little read. But what it talks about is briefly the journey, but it talks about the acronym for faith, which is what I want to stress. The book's titled Facing Unknowns. And if you take the word faith, F-A-I-T-H, I've come up with a subtitle for each one of those letters. And the first one is, obviously, the F stands for faith. And it's very more obvious to me, and I can't stress it enough to others who have never not experienced that, to walk by faith, not by sight. And I often think of it as, like, today we're going to have a cloudy day, so we can't see the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about that is, but we still know the sun's there.
Right.
So that's a lot, a very symbolic way to say God's always there for you. And there is something above us that can bring you a lot of serenity and a lot of hope. And just a peace of mind that's unreal. So that's been a very, very strong point for me. But then I want to bring up the A for attitude. And being a mental health counselor, and I am still working, so if people weren't thinking I was, sometimes my chemo regulates my frequency of working, but I am still in business. But one thing I understand because of my work with attitude, how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
And attitude is 90% mental and 10% reality. So there's a lot of things we like to dream up sometimes or perceive that may not truly be how they are. And
and most of us probably aren't putting our 90%
no.
forward.
No, no, that's right. Yeah, we kind of, which way's easier to go with the flow and and whatnot. And there's a quote from the Bible that says, we can despair because rose bushes have thorns, or we can rejoice because thorn bushes have roses.
Good way to look at it.
So gives it a whole, you know, the half cup,
right,
half empty, half full, but in a whole different way. And I know on this attitude part. I know this is a very tough one for a lot of us right now because we're in the middle of winter and a lot of depression going on and sadness. Mm-hmm. And so I'll bring that up here in a second. So when it's cloudy, when it's cloudy today, remember that the sun is there and to have that hope. The I in faith that I came up with is inventory. Inventory what's important, what matters. And from that, for myself, I realized I have a lot of clutter. I have a lot of clutter physically and mentally. And when I say physical clutter, pretty obvious, but there's a lot of things that I think we tend to buy to think it's going to make life easier or less complicated, or everybody has it. And in many ways, I think what I've decided is that creates just more stress and makes our lives more complicated or another task to do than to simplify. You know, if you have knickknacks or gadgets, you know, salad shooters and
smartphones.
Yeah, exactly. Flip phone days may come back. And then the clutter mentally, and that one is a very sneaky one, and that one is of how we look at things or do things. A lot of ladies are, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, that's what I'm supposed to do, this is what my, you know, a lot of reflection on things we can't control, too, that are outside of us, but we take ownership for. And I already know I'm not getting Mother of the Year award, so I've not seen that award ever. So, you know, maybe step back and simplify, you know. Does it matter that they're wearing their snow boots this summer?
Right.
Hey, you found shoes, you know? And as it says in the Bible, don't conform to man's ways, but seek my ways, which are good and pure and perfect. I had an epiphany about a month ago, and I want to share with you a quote I wrote, and it so ties in with this and how I used to look at life. And it says, I used to fill a lot of day into my life, and now I fill a lot of life into my day.
Good way to look at it.
So
great way to look at it, yeah.
Be very aware, because you know what, Scott? We only get 86,400 seconds.
Yeah.
And there's no rain check.
Yeah.
There's no carryover. That's it. So how are you going to spend it? Because I will tell you straight up, you know, we don't know how many tomorrows we're guaranteed to have. But, and then T, the T in faith stands for trust. And simply put, there's an acronym that I've just always thought was pretty valid, taking risk until serenity triumphs. And trusting in things, you have to learn to let go and to believe. So, and I could go on and on, but I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version. Humor is the last one, and this sucker is the key to my days, I'll tell ya. Did you know? Now that I can't put that snake in your door at your house, because you got Ring.
Yeah.
That jogging and laughter have the same benefit. But what I've decided, I'm going to go the laughing route. I don't have to wear a sports bra. Actually, I don't even have to wear a bra, and I get the same benefit. And you don't have to shower after you laugh. So, but I'm a big fan of Maxine from Hallmark, and she's got some doozies, and she likes to say things like, if the going gets tough, eat more fiber. Or her idea of a Super Bowl is a clean toilet.
There you go.
So, yeah. Remember that. But what I would like to say to the audience is, in the next few days, because we still have a lot of winter left, I want you to go, I've got my little purple bag at home. And in that bag are my go-to things. When I'm having dark moments, because you do get dark moments with this stuff that's going on. And I've got in there, like, YouTube links that make me laugh, pictures of silly cartoons and mm-hmm. things. I've also got babies giggling, things okay. that bring you a little bit of joy or a little bit of lightheartedness, because when you're in that frump, and it is very real if people haven't been experiencing this before, it's just part of our season.
Right.
And they call it seasonal depression. So, and some days, and you might not see me doing this, I have yellow safety glasses. And if you ever try a pair of those on, the sunshine comes out like
really?
In a second.
Oh, sweet.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But anyway, I appreciate this opportunity to get to tell you about faith, attitude, inventory, what's important, and trust and humor. And I've had the privilege of going to a lot of audiences all over the state and then into some other states sharing my longer version mm-hmm. of this, and I welcome opportunities.
Yeah,
so if there's different kind of groups or whatever.
Yeah.
And I also, with my little reader digest bathroom reader.
Yeah, there you go.
It's kind of a little small
yeah.
and simple read, but I have composed somewhat of what I've said today and then also some other things in there to food for thought or maybe enlightening. KBRX is going to have them here for sale. Mm-hmm. And also I have them at the main event and down at Colleen mm-hmm. Thompson's Massage Works. Or you can just give me a call directly, and that's 402-336-4413. And as I said, I'm still working.
And like you said, if there's a group out there, an organization that would like to have you come talk,
I would love it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'd like to do that and get the message out. And the name of your book again is?
Facing Unknowns. Yes.
And they're for sale for?
$4 is what I asked for the donation.
All right.
So, yeah, it's using faith to deal with life's trials. And what I write about in there, you know, I think you could be generic with any type of trial. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be cancer. But, I leave with this thought, too, is don't fret about failing. If you think about the acronym for FAIL, it's the first attempt in learning. And so we're coming into a new year, come into it with a new thought, and remember to pack more life into your day, not day into your life.
You bet. And Jolene, I know, attitude, like you mentioned today, is a big key factor here. Not only, you know, you, and there's also been other members of our community in the area that have also, mm-hmm. Are battling cancer right now too, and about every one of those you visit with has a good attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, and,
it's huge.
And but you know that there's also downtimes too, and your book is a great little way to just kind of take some time, and I think you shared some good thoughts with us today on how we can, no matter who we are, we all have a down day. But, like you said, the sun's always there.
That's right. To have hope.
You bet.
Yes, bless the community and everyone for all the people that are struggling with and the prayers, you lifting us all up. You have no idea how powerful it is and how much we do feel that. So
we'll get Jolene's book again. We'll have it out here at KBRX for $4. And just some great reading here. Great to have on your coffee table at home or in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wherever you read. Wherever. I do a lot of reading in the bathroom, so I'll admit that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not too. No shame.
There you go. That's right. Jolene, thanks for coming in today. And have a great rest of your week.
I will.
All right.
Happy
Jolene Lichty. You bet. Jolene Lichty here with us this morning. Stay tuned. The Birthday Club's next.